Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome back. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we're here sharing a First Fruits Prayer Conference. Join us as we go back into the program. God bless you.
Thank you. I thank God for you, man, divine, for every prophecy that you have spoken over the line, for every word that you have put out there, and God has watched over his word to perform it. I don't want you to think not one day that the word that you have spoken, that God has not honored it, because he has. Amen. And I thank God that I had to get another jar to put some money in. I'm going to send it in, but I'm saving for first fruit. I'm saving for my transportation. I'm saving for spending money for when I get to Kansas City. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thanks to God. Have a wonderful day, because God has made it. Order your steps. Rejoice. The greater is he that is in you. Thank you, Jesus, that he that is in the world. The devil can't do nothing to you that the Lord don't allow. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And if he allows the crushing, just press. If he allows the pushing, just crush. Because there's some anointing that's going to come out of it. There's some joy, and he's going to push the Holy Ghost out of you. God bless you, and I love all of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. God bless you. That's the fire we're looking for. Amen. That Holy Ghost fire.
And let me just interrupt just a moment.
That everyone catch your own fire. Amen. To this calling of the Lord. God bless.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Amen. The prophet says, I want to have an Arkansas day. Amen. I want to have
Arkansas.
Let's make it not next Tuesday, but the Tuesday after next. I want you to teach on the Holy Ghost if you can. Do that and have an Arkansas day. I want to just let the people down there in Arkansas and that office, if they just take time to say hello. They would.
Yes, sir.
This is not this Tuesday, but the following Tuesday. A special assistant,
yes,
get that for me. Appreciate it.
Yes,
the following Tuesday.
God bless you.
Okay, God bless you. Go ahead,
amen.
Dr. Fine. Let's get
amen.
A couple more.
That's the way to spread the fire. That's the way to spread the anointing of the Lord. Hallelujah. Is there one more testimony, one more report that we don't want to leave out? That someone is burning now on the inside.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Look, can you hear me?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. It's Elder Davis out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. It's so great to hear the saints on the line praising the Lord. We do thank God because he's a way maker. Amen. My job is closed down for temporarily, but God made a way for another avenue for me to continue to work. And he's just so good, and I enjoy listening to the saints, amen, magnifying and glorifying God. But my testimony is the most beautiful thing is when God saved me, amen, picked me up and turned me around. Amen. And he filled me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. I love you all, and it's a joy to listen to you all. Keep me in your prayers. Elder Davis out of Fayetteville, North Carolina.
God bless you, Elder Davis. God bless you. God bless all those that was a witness for the Lord. We overcomers. We are overcomers by the word of our testimonies and the blood of the Lamb. Thanking God for this opportunity just to serve you one more time. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and it's back into your hands.
I bless you, Dr. Pfeiffer, doing a wonderful job. Did marvelous.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
and Elder Davis, I want to ask you if you would for us, look in on, and I know you are, but look in on Mother Franklin for us. That's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful lady. And
Mother Franklin is here. He looks after me. Davis looks after me.
Oh, God bless you.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
I've been here all week.
Oh, Mother Franklin, God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you.
Amen. Love you too, Mother Franklin. Amen. Are there any new time or first time or somebody who's never said anything on the line, you want to just say hello? I'm going to open up the line to you. Don't be bashful. Don't hesitate. Amen. The line is open to you. Say hello to us. Tell us who you are. That's anyone? All right. God bless you. Thank God for you. I want Dr. Stern to come for a moment. This is the day, and we want to receive her. The line is open to you, Dr. Stern. God bless you. Tell us about today, and also, if you would, in closing, mention about the convention, June the 19th through the 22nd. God bless you. All right, is Ambassador Hagen, are you there? And Dr. Stern, are you there?
Yeah, Dr. Stern.
Yes, praise the Lord. You here?
All right. Dr. Stern, are you there? All right, she'll be back. Amen. If she's on mute, we want to see why she's on mute. Hopefully, I know we a lot of people on the line, but we're waiting on you, Dr. Stern, if you're there. All right, God bless you. Ambassador Hagen, I'm going to move just for a moment here and get a few prayer requests, and then we'll come back to this portion of the service. Go ahead. If you've got a prayer request, then we have an assistant who will get, I want about four or five prayer requests. Amen. Any assistant will
praise
get that.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Right, Mother.
I just enjoy you, Doctor. My prayer request is that you continue to pray for my family, and Mother Johnson needs a washer and dryer, so y'all pray for me to get a washer and dryer.
All
and
right.
I just thank you for everything that you've said and done.
We certainly will. God bless you. Okay. Do we have an assistant who will take that for us? If not, I'll continue. The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, my name is Evangelist Johnson in New York. I'm asking for prayer. I've been having a lot of pains in my upper back and my knees, and I'm just asking for prayer this morning. I just praise and thank God for First Fruit Prayer Line. Just thank God for what he's doing in my life. And thank God for Dr. Johnson and Mother Johnson, Dr. Pfeiffer, and each and every one of you. I'm just enjoying being on this prayer line, and it really has been a blessing to me. And I've been telling everybody about it. I post it on Facebook. I tell my church, and I'm just, I know some of them, they come on the prayer line, but they don't say anything. But they'll write me and tell me how they enjoyed it. So I just want to thank you all.
God bless you, Evangelist Johnson from New York. God bless you there. I want to pray for you. Amen. The Lord taught me this. This is nothing that came up from me, but God taught me this, that just as Moses lifted up a stick in that wilderness and stretched it toward the Red Sea, and God was in the stick, and the Red Sea opened up and hushed like a baby, and a wind blew across and made a path, and the children of Israel walked across, and with water standing back. Why? Because God and the Holy Ghost and Jesus were in there. Amen. You know they're all three in one. And they stood back. The sea stood back and shut up because God was in there. Just as he used that stick, he can use your hand. Lift your hand, woman. Evangelist Johnson, with all due respect to you, lift your hand.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
God, I'm asking you to anoint this woman's hand for her own body, that she would lay hands on her own body and anoint her back and anoint those knees. God showed me, if you got that oil that we prayed for, get it. If not, just hold your hand up. God, anoint those hands not to be her hand, for her hands are just hands of clay. But God, your hands are hands of the anointing. And the anointing destroyeth every yoke.
Yes, yes.
Anoint those hands, oh God. And when she anoints her body, healing virtue will be acclimated in her knees and in her back. I know you can do it because you've been touching my mother.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Jesus.
Let it be so. You told me, Jesus, in John 14 and verse 13, that if I ask anything in your name, you would do it, that the Father would be glorified.
You
see my heart, not to take any of your glory from me.
Thank you.
But this is for the glory of the Father. This woman will praise you and tell
Lord,
others that you did it when you healed her. Thank you for
thank
it.
You, thank you.
Said
thank
in
you,
verse 14, John 14 and 14, ask anything in your name and you will do it. Your word cannot be a lie. Although the enemy will try to make it a lie, it can never be a lie. So therefore, I kind of done. Woman, you're healed. And heaven did the same thing. Woman, you're healed. Whatever I loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. Woman, Evangelist Johnson, from New York City, be healed. Be delivered and be set free. Lay your hands on your knees now. Anointed by the Holy Ghost. Lay your hands on your back now. I know that somebody else is doing that. Be healed. Yes, in Jesus' name.
Glory, glory.
Heaven is saying, be healed. Yeah. I'm loosing that on this earth, and heaven is saying the same thing. Be healed.
Yes,
be delivered.
Thank you.
Be set free.
Yes, thank you.
Jesus. We command it to be so.
Yes. In the name of Jesus.
All right. God bless you. Take another one. Anybody else?
Evangelist Gloria Ellington, Creed, Illinois. I'm just asking for prayer. I'm heading up this Mother's Day event, and I just ask for prayer and that everything goes in divine order.
I see it in the spirit realm, Evangelist Ellington. You have nothing to worry about. Just keep working, and it's going to be great, great, great. I even see some of the women there. I can describe them to you.
Amen.
I see them. It's going to be great, great. I see the room. It's going to be great, great, great. I see you on the mic talking and giving God praise for what he has done.
Thank you.
My. Yeah. That's going to be a great event. Just keep working.
Thank you.
And keep praising the Lord, and he will bring everything I'm saying to you to pass.
Amen.
My God, it's going to be great. Greater than last year. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
loosen
you.
That on this earth. Thank God. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord. My.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's get another prayer request. Anyone?
Dr. Lacey Unspoken.
Lacey, God bless you. Good to hear from you.
God bless her.
Unspoken. All right, we'll take one more prayer request.
Sister Lucia.
I just want to say good morning. If you could pray for jobs. This is Charlotte Gray, 816 area code. That God will move on behalf of the people for good jobs. Thank you.
There you go, Sister Charlotte. Amen. Put that adjective before it. Good jobs. I'm going to change it, if you don't mind, to say great jobs, if you don't mind. Amen. My God. Making plenty of money. Amen. You got to learn how to ask God for what you really want. Now, if I'm saying something you don't want, like making plenty of money, let me know, and I'll change it. Great jobs, God, making plenty of money. All right. Is there anybody who wants to pray? If not, I'll pray.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. I'll pray. If that's
all right, go ahead.
Thank you, thank you. Lord God, we thank you right now. We honor you, Lord Jesus. We honor you and lift you up on high in Jesus' name. We bless your holy name, oh God. We thank you for your Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. We ask, oh God, that you forgive us, oh Lord, hallelujah, for sin, iniquity, oh God, and everything that's in us that shouldn't be. We ask that you take it out, move it, clean us up, fix us, oh God, purge us in Jesus' name. And let every glory to God, everything, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let every prayer request, hallelujah, be answered in Jesus' name according to your will and your glory. We thank you right now, Lord God, for waking us up this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for the prayer line and starting us on our way. And we ask right now, Lord Jesus, that you would bless even our leaders right now as they attempt to bless others. We ask that you bless Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty. Bless Mother Johnson and her family, the grandson and the children, oh God. We ask that you look on them and surround them with your love and protection and your divine will and your glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give them love in the family, oh God. Draw them closer to you in your name. Hallelujah. We lift you up. We'll lift you up. We'll praise your name right now in Jesus' name. Thank you right now for Mother Johnson in Indiana, Lord God. If someone might be throwing out something that they don't want, that they feel that they want something else new, we want her to come into it, Lord God. Even if it's new or used and like new, we want her to have it. We ask for that washer and that dryer, Lord God. Thank you right now in Jesus' name for looking in on her and protecting her and blessing her and giving her rest and relaxation in her elder years in Jesus' name. And we glorify you. We ask right now, oh God, that you bless Evangelist Johnson in Jesus' name. Touch, oh God, hallelujah, the pain, the back, the kidneys in Jesus' name. Regulate the system, oh God. Let it operate according to your will and let her prosper in your mighty name. Bless Evangelist Ellerton, oh God. Give her, hallelujah, hallelujah, a closer walk with thee, divine order in everything that she does in your name, oh God. Let her footsteps be ordered by you in Jesus' name. Bless Pastor Lacey, oh God. Bless that unspoken request. Let it be holy, oh God. Let it be made known unto you. Let it be answered by heaven, oh God. Look in on her right now in Jesus' name. Fill her whole, hallelujah, hallelujah. Fill her heart with love and peace, oh God. In your mighty name we pray. Bless him, ha, ha, ha. Glory, 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 glory. Bless Sister Lucille in Jesus' name. Bless her entire family, oh God. You know how to bless. You know the miracles she needs. Bless in Jesus' name. Let it be delivered by your Holy Ghost today in your name we pray. Bless right now Sister Charlotte's request.
Oh, you can.
Your people, oh God, open up doors, open up jobs, open up the way in Jesus' name. Let them walk in it, oh God. Let them walk in with peace. Let them walk in with love. Let them walk in with confidence in Jesus' name. And we will shout hallelujah to your newborn king. We will shout hallelujah to your name, oh God. We will lift you up for the overflow. And we thank you right now for the hope and glory that we have in you, oh God. We thank you for the authority that you have invested in you, in your people right now, that we can speak those things that are not as though they were. And we thank you, oh God, for letting us be faithful disciples and called to the, according to your will and your way and to walk in your authority in Jesus' name. And we thank you right now, oh God, for being the doctor in the sick room. There may be someone on here that didn't get their request in, but we want you to look in on them right now, oh God. Bless in Jesus' name in every city, every state, every nation, oh God. Bless your people right now. Heal the liver in your mighty name. Set the captives free in Jesus' name. Bless Sister Lily Mays, oh God, in Jesus' name. Bless her family. Touch right now, oh God, her mother. Look in on them, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for intervening, hallelujah, where the devil wanted to take us out. You stepped in, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, and said, peace be still. And we thank you for the power, for the power of the Holy Ghost. And we thank you for the teachings of the Holy Ghost, leading us and guiding us in all truth and understanding. And right now we bind the enemy that comes to hinder your people or anyone on this line. And we bind them, oh God, from those that are connected to the prayer line. We ask that you look into the prison cells, oh God. Touch the minds of the people that are confined behind prison walls and prison bars, oh God. Bless them right now. Give them a mind to walk with you, a mind to call on you. Let their hearts be made clean in Jesus' name. Let salvation come to our unseen saved, oh God. Bless the prayer line. Bless, hallelujah, the finances in your mighty name. Bless in Jesus' name. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we ask for your anointing, your power, your healing, your divine virtue, oh God, to purge us in Jesus' name and help us walk closer to thee. Nothing else would help, oh God, but love lifted us in Jesus' name. Thank you for the atonement. Thank you. Thank you for victory in your mighty name right now. We praise you. And this day, hallelujah, something great will happen to everyone on this prayer line. Look for it. Reach up. Reach up and grab it. Expect it, oh God. Expect God, hallelujah, to fulfill your prayers and your requests in Jesus' name. Reach up and grab it. You can have it. You can have it. It's yours for the asking. And we thank you right now, oh God, for blessing and showering down fresh wind on your people this day in Jesus' name. We will glory, glory, glory. Ha, ha, ha. We will glorify your name. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We will glorify his name this day as he draw us close to thee and keep us renewed in the spirit and keep us with the mind stayed on him in Jesus' name. Every prayer request and every praise report and every saint and every sinner, every enemy and every friend in Jesus' name. Bless you. Amen, amen. Back in your hands, Dr. Johnson.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah. We praise the Lord with you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord,
yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm having to move to Dr. Stern. If you're there now, are you there? Is she back? And then Dr. Patricia Stern. All right. Ambassador Hagen, would you take that for me and receive our gifts today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Yes, Dr. Johnson, we'd be glad to. Oh, hallelujah. This is our official day to receive an offering. You know, we only received it on Friday, but you can give any time of the week or any time of the day. As you know, your gifts of support for this ministry, the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Being Praise Convention, as well as you can give also to be a blessing into the ministry of our leader, Dr. Bernard Johnson. You know, he does a lot of things. His ministry is now international, and it carries out active ministry, training, he's equipping, he's teaching. He's just doing a whole lot of things. And his voice is now being heard over five continents in some of the most remotest and most spiritually hungry corners of the world. We have folk that are listening, even from the blog, who don't even speak our language. But this our leader is very faithful and very consistent. In the mornings, he's teaching, and even at night. So we want to be a blessing. Your gift of support to this ministry makes it all possible to help him to keep on going and to continue doing the work of the Lord. Our neighbors and our friends all around the world, those of you that are listening, if you want to participate in the giving today, you too so can do so. And it's going to just help even the more to with the equipping that's necessary. We know salvation is free, but it does cost to ministry. Now, here's how you can be a blessing. You may do so by simply going to Walmart or to CVS or Walgreens or wherever there is a MoneyGram or a Western Union. You would go to the steer or to the special money corner of the apartment, and you will ask for that slip to send money, and then you fill it out. You will need a name or a receipt code. Simply put the name in Bernard Johnson. It starts with the V-E-R-N-A-R-D and Johnson. And they will. Some of them will ask for a place. Simply put the receipt code would be Overland Park, Kansas, and then you would give them the amount of money that you're sending. Hallelujah. And then you will call this number to verify that transaction and give him a reference number that you've so sent the money. The number to call, you may call 913-766-1349. That number again, after you've made that transaction, 913-766-1349.
Let me give them the 406 number, 913-406-4845. That will get us quicker. Amen. 404-8445. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
and Dr. Johnson, also, they may give by going online and just simply what says donate.org, just go there and put in that you're giving for the first fruits, and that will also be a way that they can give, and it will be received.
That's Walmart,
thank
right?
Thank you so much. That's online.
That's for Walmart. Just go online and go and type in Walmart, WAL MART, and there will be a way that you want to do a MoneyGram. Click on MoneyGram, and it will show you how to do that. Amen. The same thing online, as well as you can go to MoneyGram in any Walmart or CVS and other places. God bless you. I wonder is Ambassador Stern, Dr. Stern, is she on the line?
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me, Dr. Johnson?
We can hear you now, yes.
Praise the Lord. That was the enemy. During the time when Mother Johnson was knocked out, I was knocked out too on my line, but I'm not knocked out in the spirit. I've been trying to get in, come in, but thank God I'm here right now, and I know we'll push for time, but we want First Fruit Prayer Line to hear the things that God is doing in the ministry of First Fruit Prayer Line. He's doing great and marvelous things, and I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I tell you, I've been so full of the Holy Ghost until I got up and cleaned up my house immaculate yesterday and brought me some plants to stir up God. Amen. And I thank God for that. When the Holy Ghost gets in you, you'll do a lot of things that you don't normally do. And so we want to bless.
Amen.
Amen. Reiterate with Ambassador Hagen. Amen. Let's not take this lightly, saints of God. Let's bless the man of God. The only way you're going to be blessed is that you got to sow a seed. My pastor always say, if you don't sow nothing, nothing is going to come up. If you didn't sow anything down during the wintertime, don't look to see no flowers for the springtime. And we want to sow into a good fruit. This is good fruit. And we have been eating good off the land of Dr. Johnson, off the land of the living. And we've been eating from his plate, from his mouth, from his spirit. And we want to bless him. And, you know, I just want to let you know every time blessing him without getting nothing in return, but yet and still God blesses us even more. And I just want to say don't forget when you start blessing, bless the man of God. We're on this line. He's on this line every morning. He doesn't have to do it, but God put it in his.
We miss our blessing because we hold back on God. Some have the money, some are able to give more than others. And they hold back and decide, well, I won't give, or that's my money, I'll give so much a little bit. But I tell you, when you learn to give freely, you say freely give, freely receive. It's better to give than to receive. So it's just good to be free when you're able to look to God. As Pastor Johnson said, send a chunk. God will bless you. God will bless you giving. You can't be God giving. I don't care how much you give. And you can't be rolling back either, because he knows everyone's heart. And he knows what you're able to do. And God knows if you be really give, God will send it back to you freely. And that makes so
cool. Thank you. God,
Dr. Johnson, may I just share this? I was intending to say this. I want the First Fruit Prayer Line to know this, that I don't put anything out that I'm not the first partaker of the vine. Praise the Lord. So I'm telling you what to do. I do it myself. I don't say anything to get no recognition or what have you. When I tell Dr. Johnson I'm going to bless him, I bless him. If I'm telling you that we need to sow into him, we do. If I tell you through the Spirit of the Lord that we need to bless our convention financially and support it, I will do it. So I thank God that I just don't just be a hearer of it. I am a doer of it. I strongly believe giving to good soul in ministries. I know them by the fruit, and I know Dr. Johnson by the fruit of his labor. And I'm standing in agreement with you. I have been a little not saying anything because I didn't want nobody to think what I'm doing. But look, I don't have that spirit, and I'm not going to even let it get in my spirit. Yes, I am going to give to the man of God, and yes, I am going to support First Fruit Convention 100%. All I got, everything is cleared off my calendar. Whatever come up is up. I'm going to be at the convention if the Lord say the same. So get that type of attitude and see what the Lord bless you. And it comes in more ways than one. He'll bless you with good health, bless you to just live good, and your children will start loving you better. They love you, but they'll start giving, and men are given to your bosom. And so I just want to say I am a partaker of it. And Dr. Johnson, you will. I told you yesterday, you will get a blessing from my household before the weekend is over. God bless you all again.
Wow, wow. Thank you so much, Dr. Stern.
Amen.
Amen. Such a blessing. All of you on the line, we appreciate you. And I just want you to know that God is going to bless you back. I never had anybody who gave to me or my ministry that God did not bless. God told me some years ago, he said, he'll bless those who bless me. He said, I'm going to bless those who bless you, and I'm going to bountifully bless them. Miracles happen. Because my mother knows and my wife, Lady Betty, knows that everything I get, I basically use it for the Lord. And it comes back to you bountifully, pressed down and shaken together and running over. I want those persons on the line to know your first time or whatever, this is not business as usual. Have you ever gone to your church on Sunday and they didn't take an offering on that Sunday? The second Sunday they didn't take one. The third Sunday they didn't take one. The fourth Sunday they didn't take one. And then finally on the fifth Sunday they asked you to give an offering. Well, we've done that this week. Monday, we didn't ask you for a dime. Tuesday, we didn't ask you for a dime. Wednesday, we didn't ask you for a dime. Thursday, we didn't ask you for a dime. We ministered all those days and didn't ask you for one red cent. But today, we're giving you the opportunity because the Lord wants you to be blessed. And if you give to this ministry, you will be blessed. So today is our day. We ask you today. You came in on the day that we asked for gifts. That is on Friday. The Lord may switch it. I don't know. But right now, that's what he has said. God bless all of you. We love you. And may I pronounce this over you as Melchizedek. Pronounce the blessing on the people, and God honor it. May you be blessed in the city. May you going out be blessed. May your coming in be blessed. Oh, may your children be blessed. May everything you touch be blessed. Oh,
hallelujah.
Oh, my God. May you be blessed in your health, blessed in your strength. Oh, in the name of Jesus. May your son be blessed. May your daughter be blessed. May you be blessed when you travel. May your bank account be blessed. May your investments be blessed. Because you're blessed, blessed, blessed. May everything you touch be blessed. The blessings of the Lord be upon you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless all of you. Bless, 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 bless. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. If the Lord says the same, we'll hear you back again on Monday. Amen.
Amen.
Where they'll be teaching about the Holy Ghost. I signed it today.
Hey, praise the Lord.
May the Lord keep you. Yeah. Have a wonderful weekend. Mom, I love you.
Love you also. Yes.
Have a best weekend.
God bless each of you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah.
Dr. Johnson. It's going to be all right, whatever you're going through. It's going to be all right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Something good is going to happen to you this day.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be there.